When fucking Phil Collins wasn't banging the Skins, he was on he was on Miami Vice, man. What is up, everybody? You have just tuned into the Tether Radio podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I am joined today in person by Miss Allie.
Hey.
And we are moving forward with Mr. Larry remotely.
What's up, bitches? Daddy's home.
No.
No, yeah. But the funny thing is that's accurate. You really
it's
are
accurate,
at home.
Man. You can't get rid of me that fucking easily. We work shit around, all right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, bear with us. This might be a learning experience for everyone involved. Don't worry. I've had a couple of drinks prior to, so
Thank goodness. My
nerves are cooled. I don't know about y'all.
Dude, I stopped at the gas station and I got those Natterday strawberry lemonades.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hey, Allie, you got me hooked on these.
Dude,
and
I didn't know that. Mine's the pineapple lemonade, man.
Oh, shit. It's pineapple. This one's strawberry.
No, strawberry
lemonade
is good too, though.
So I would like to taste the strawberry.
I had it last summer.
Yeah, it was pretty.
It's great.
It's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Wait, was
I
the,
thought it tasted different?
That
but
would
then
be why.
I was like, maybe it's just me.
What was the original Natterday that was the pink can?
I think that's it. Hold it up.
Oh, is it the strawberry lemonade?
Yeah, I mean it's a pink can. It's a pink and yellow can.
Okay, yeah. I think that was
the original.
Yeah, and let me just describe to the listeners. The absolute ghetto fab setup that we have going. So we are running a Zoom call from my desktop to the Rodecaster that is taking down all the audio and everything. And then we have a FaceTime call going with Larry with Allie's phone,
which is an iPhone 12 mini, so it's the size of everybody's phone 5 years ago. But don't act like you don't miss having a little phone.
I had no arguments here. Honestly, I wish everybody would go back to like flip phones. I just
they're
love
coming back,
the,
but now they're the foldable.
Click. Yeah, but foldable.
Oh, it's so satisfying to hang out. You're like,
dude.
Yeah.
Oh no, oh. The foldable keyboard, like
a slide, like the Sidekick,
like a damn Sidekick.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Sidekick was like, in my opinion, I had a Sidekick, but in my opinion, it was like way too fucking bulky.
Yeah.
But there was one that you'd flip up and then like.
Was it an LG?
Yeah, the LG.
The LG one, I had one of those.
That
dude,
was like the
I'm
first
totally...
like, phone with a QWERTY keyboard.
And it had a full
keyboard.
Yeah, full keyboard.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not full.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think it did. Didn't
it?
Yeah, it had a full ass keyboard.
Yeah,
but because I'm such a button person, and I know that I've given this to my son because I've had to smack his hand fucking like nonstop. I'm like, dude, if you touch the fucking receiver while Daddy's trying to play a record one more time, but yeah, he is such a button pusher in all the senses. So, yeah, so let's start off with how everybody's week is going. Larry, you want to start us off?
Yeah, man. So long as fuck, one. And two, I found a new pet peeve. So I was at the gas station getting some of these natties, right?
Yeah.
And the worst type of person was in front of me. Can you guess what type of person?
Ooh, man. Was it somebody like haggling about prices?
No, someone fucking buying lottery tickets.
Oh,
I hate that.
And they would buy it and do it right then.
Yeah. Like, win and buy some more.
It's like, yeah. Dude,
well,
dude,
to the fucking back of the line and scratch your shit.
He bought a carton of cigarettes and then some lottery tickets and then scratched the barcode and he had a winner. So then he fucking redeemed it right then and there and then was like taking his sweet time trying to select and was asking questions as to when was the last time this roll was changed and how many are left. I'm like, dude, there are people standing behind you. Quit being so fucking inconsiderate. If you buy lottery tickets after 5 o'clock, like after everyone gets off work, like right after, you're a piece of shit. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, just step to the side. Like, right? Buy your shit, step to the side.
Also, and then, like, shut the fuck up, Leroy. Nobody's going to – you can't count the cards and figure out when the next winner is.
No. I don't want that next one. I want the one behind it.
God.
It's like, no.
It's so annoying.
Goodbye, whatever. Both, Leroy. Shut the fuck up.
No, dude. You hit the nail on the head, man. Those people – yeah, they fucking suck.
I feel like I have recently unlocked so many more pet peeves than I knew I had. I hate being stared at.
Really?
To the point where if someone is just sort of looking my way, I'm just like growling. And I'm like, they're not even staring, bitch. You're fine. It's fine. They're not even staring.
But
my mind is like, okay, but they're staring.
Well, last episode, I was accused that I was staring at your tits while I was doing the outro. Larry accusing that.
I totally forgot about that.
Dude, can I just say that when I was like scrubbing through the episode for like, well, first highlights. Of all, I thought we had a pee break, but I wasn't sure.
We did. It was
dude,
like
I couldn't find it because the time that I wrote down was not the right time.
Well,
it was really towards the end.
Yeah, it was like 10-15 minutes before the end.
Yeah, because I was like, I can't make it through the outro. I've got to pee too bad.
Yeah, and so I was just like, I don't know where this is. I've literally looked through all of it.
Well, that's a bonus to anybody that hears it.
Yeah, anybody out there that identifies and wants to give me a timestamp. I may or may not go back and like.
Nah.
Well, you know me. Hell, I barely show up for the podcast. So.
You know, for a bunch of fucking weirdos, we sure are. If anything, innovative,
dude.
Just by what we have going on here, because a shit ton of equipment is being used in order for this to happen.
Yep. Hey,
truth be told, man, it's innovation out of necessity. cool, dude. Allie, how about your week? What's cracking in the world of Allie?
It was good. It was fine. I'm just...
Oh, yeah.
Same.
I don't know. Like, I feel like everybody I know is just like... And, like, maybe not for any certain reason. I just feel like everybody I know is in some sort of holding pattern.
Yeah.
Like.
I think the world is in a holding pattern.
I know, man.
And I mean, not, and I won't belabor the point, but, like.
Yeah. Right. I think that's just
that's
everybody.
How everybody feels.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like we're heading into another shutdown. And honestly. I personally would not mind it. I don't know why, but I just kind of feel like some part of me really did like the shutdown last year.
Well,
but
I think
then again,
it was,
I'm like, nah.
Well, so this is kind of fucked up. But at the beginning, and I say the very fucking beginning. It was kind of one of these things that it was really new and it was like, whoa, where are we going with this? Like, what's going to happen? And then like a month, 2 months, 3 months. And honestly, I don't even think it took 3 months. Cause I'd have, you know, at that point I had a 2-year-old child. So, newly three. I don't know how old he was, but anyway, it was one of these things that I'm like, all right. I'm hating this now because I want to set up like some kind of a play date or something like that because I'm going to completely just I don't even know what I'm going to bitch and moan for a second being a stay-at-home dad and trying to occupy your kid is significantly harder. Or I would think that it would be significantly harder than being a stay-at-home mother trying to occupy your child because that is more of the norm, you know?
Yeah.
Not that stay-at-home mothers are the norm or whatever. So you guys can miss me with that bullshit.
Hot takes brought to you by Daniel. Come at him.
Yeah, seriously. Fucking A, man. Tetherradio@gmail.com. anyway, but the point is it's like me being the individual that I am, I consider myself to be somewhat outgoing and stuff, but it's also like, dude, there's a lot of creepers out there and there's a lot of creepers that would use children as, you know, this vehicle to whatever, hit on other moms and stuff.
Yeah.
So when I'm like approach somebody, even if my kid is the first one that they're playing with their kid or whatever, or he's playing with their kid, it's weird. It's fucking weird, dude. And it's
okay,
like,
first of all, using your kid to hit on someone, that's not weird. Have you ever heard of math? Find the common denominator, Daniel.
Oh, my God.
No, and this would be totally true if I didn't have a wife. But it was just, it's just one of these things that, like, not only were people hesitant to even be around other people, but it's like, then you stack on the fact that I have a dick. That it's like, people are like, oh my God, you know, it's like, you know, what's this guy doing? And I'm like, my kid's playing with your kid. I'm sorry. I'm over here supervising. Like,
yeah.
If you don't feel comfortable with this, go fuck yourself. So, sorry. I just like channeled my inner Joe Pesci. So
I feel like you've been holding that in for a while. I'm really glad you got it off your chest.
How about 1 year?
How long did quarantine last?
I mean, we kind of started opening up early this year, right?
It's hard to measure, man. I don't know.
Yeah, well, for me, I really like the only thing that changed was going out to bars, but I still had to go to work every fucking day. Yeah. It's not like work was like, nope. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We work every fucking day.
Yeah, so my work was the same. I got to work from home every other day for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And even then, no, it was dumb.
Well, and I think that people have forgotten the whole concept of viruses, that literally the only reason that they exist is to replicate and mutate. So,
it's not great.
If you're waiting for it to go away, kill yourself.
Not going
to
happen.
Oh my God. Sorry. Yet again, we spiral into COVID talk.
Yeah. Anyway. Anywho. But hey, I have some positive shit to talk about.
Good. What do you got?
Have you guys ever heard of a little, I believe, publication in the Knoxville area known as City View?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, guess what? They're doing a best of contest or whatever that they do every year.
Yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Honestly, I'm not super familiar with it, but everybody in Knoxville that has won any award from them has some little plaque hanging up, you know.
That is true.
So, well, guess what? And I know, obviously, you two know, but listeners, we have been nominated for the best of four podcasts in the Knoxville area. So go, I know, right? Damn it, didn't have it ready. let me try that again. We have been nominated for the best of podcasts in the Knoxville area. Oh,
yeah.
My God. Heal you. so we will be posting some stuff in, actually, there's already one posted. We need to pin it. I just realized that. We will pin it in our Facebook group, Tether Radio After Dark. If you can go and you have to literally just give an email, a name, and honestly,
your zip code.
Zip code. Do you like zip code? Just you can vote from across the U.S. or
probably,
does it have
probably,
to be? In?
I don't think you've got to be in the city or anything.
I don't know.
Legal residents of Tennessee who are 16 or older.
Okay,
so put a Tennessee zip code in there, guys.
There you go. Wink, wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Okay, guys, so here's what I need you to do. I need you to, you create 16 fucking email addresses, right?
I already
right?
have those.
Assign one Done. To yourself, assign one to your significant other, assign one to your fucking side piece, one to your kid, one to your dog, one to your cat, one to your fucking fish. I don't give a damn what you assign it to, but assign it and then go vote.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm not saying
made one for Harambe, but
I'm not saying cheat the system, and I don't want everyone to get all this election was rigged on me. But you got to do what you got to do to win.
Hey, but we're willing to rig the election, baby.
Hell yeah.
No, but so we've gotten nominated. We're super stoked about that. Thank you, whoever did that. I wasn't even on the. I had whatever. Wasn't even in the know until it got posted. I think I know who did it, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay.
Not so, me. It was Mary. Mary.
Yeah. Did. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Mary. I think it was Mary. Who I thought it was. Yeah. But thank you, Mary. And yeah, dude, it's just really awesome. And if nothing else, it puts our name on a ballot that other people see and will like potentially check out. Mm-hmm. And that is huge for us. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please go out and vote. Like I said, we will have that pinned on the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group.
Yep.
So do we want to move in? Oh, well, actually I was trying to think of how my week has gone.
Yeah.
I just have a noise for it. So, moving right along.
Wait, I had a positive thing.
Oh, okay. No, that's what I was going to move into. Okay, so okay. Yeah, let's start with Allie for the positive stuff.
I started listening to the Bloodhound Gang's Hooray for Boobies album again.
Yeah.
And God, it's so bad. Like, it's so trashy, but it's so good. Yeah. Did you ever listen to it?
So, I think it's the one Megan, with
the bad touch.
Megan gave me some mixes that had some Bloodhound Gang mm-hmm. stuff on it. I didn't hear a lot of it myself.
I bought the album. I looked up, it came out in October of 99. Mm-hmm. I must have bought it shortly after that because I remember their song, The Bad Touch, that You and Me Baby Ain't Nothing But Mammals.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was on TRL. And I was like, man, this song's a jam. And I bought the CD and I listened the fuck out of it.
That's awesome.
And man, I just started listening to it this morning and it just like made my whole morning better.
Yeah.
Like, it's so like, it's just like trashy rap.
Yeah.
Rock,
yeah,
but it's so catchy and it's so fun and it's so foul. But man, talk about some earworms! Like, oh, those are good songs.
Hell yeah, Larry, you got something positive?
do I?
I'm not gonna lie, I was struggling. So
I was actually trying to think of something positive that has happened throughout the week. Mm-hmm. While Allie was rambling on about some bullshit.
Wow.
No, but honestly, dude, nothing really significant has occurred to where like I can be like, yeah, this is great. Other than, I don't know, I guess like my son's first week of school is going great. So he's adjusting well as far as, you know, the new grade, making new friends. So I guess that's positive. We can count that, right?
Well, we will quickly move on from this because I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or anything, or a David Downer, whatever gender you'd like to assign. My dad is dealing with some medical stuff, and a surgery that he was going to require was not going to be able to happen until probably end of September, early October, and they had a cancellation at the end of August. So positive thing, man. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
So he's going to get that taken care of sooner than later. And that's good. So,
good. Yay, Pops.
Yeah, man. God, you know, I'm looking at my computer and I'm trying to figure out if it's time. And I think it might be.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Touch me there. Ooh. Yeah, what do I need to do, girl? Trixie. Yeah.
I feel like we haven't done this in forever.
I know.
And I am so glad that you're doing this right now.
Hell yeah.
So like, I almost have a chub.
Man, I'm glad that video feed is just a waste up.
I could fix that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, put that shit away, dude. Holy hell. So I've only got a couple for today's Pornhub comments. For the uninitiated, that is what that jingle means. Pornhub comments coming your way. And that's spelled with a U. Anywho, so I'm going to hit you with this first one from Horny Teen Boy DK. And I hope that really hope that stands for Donkey Kong.
I was gonna say Diddy Kong, but yeah,
Diddy Kong. Oh, really, you were young.
That teen
you
stands young. For over 18.
So Yeah, this person commented, I think I pulled a hamstring whilst wanking furiously to this video.
Sir.
How the fuck does that even happen? Like, what, no. What are you doing?
Could someone help me before my mother catches me looking like a nude Stephen Hawking? God. I was like, oh, God.
Okay, first of all, do you not stretch before you fucking yank it? Like, what's going on?
Excuse me? Dude, hey, you know what? You know, it's really funny. A little preparation goes a long way, Allie.
Yeah, man, you got to get your heart rate up a little bit. You know, you have to do a few jumping jacks.
Okay, dude. On the same vibe as Pornhub comments, Mary was driving down Pellissippi to work yesterday, and there was a sex toy box on the side of the road.
Please tell me she pulled over.
Well, I was like, oh no, it still said it was out for delivery. No, it was a, you've heard of a pocket pussy, but this was like a pocket whole midsection. So it basically had like waist to thigh.
Okay.
I mean, and all.
It was a bent over. It was a bent over ass.
Wait. Oh, it was a bent over ass.
It was very detailed.
Oh, okay. Yes. You know, whatever.
Cool. Also, just throw that box anywhere, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, FedEx, come on, bro.
I mean, okay, so think about, okay, so you get this package. You get this package, and then, first of all, where do you store it, right? Ugh. And then...
Yeah, that's a pretty good size. Like, it won't really fit in an underwear drawer.
Right, so, like, it's got to go in a closet, right, or under your bed. Oh. And then you pull this motherfucker out, and then it's a whole ritual.
You mean both of you guys don't have, like, stand-up dressers with, you know, doors that... No, I'm just kidding.
And then,
wardrobe, thank you.
You're literally getting, like, butt-ass naked to fuck a piece of rubber.
A piece of a mannequin, right? Like,
well, so what... Okay. Since we're talking about, like, prep and everything...
I feel like it needs handles or something. Like,
do
it
you, like... Well, I think it needs handles. That's a good. Especially if you're using any kind of lubricant.
Oh,
it's just going to be like fucking slide away. It's going to be trying to like catch a grease pig,
It's like, no.
I'm sorry, all I misspoke. Right.
Who's going to take one for the team? Who's going to take one for the team and order one and do research for the podcast?
Oh, that sounds like a you, Larry.
I'm not going to lie. Megan will leave me.
Imagine she walked in on you doing that.
And it's for the podcast.
It's for content.
As I'm like,
no. I hate the sound effects so much.
So this is my question though. So is it like ritualistic? Do you think that it's like one of these things that it's like guy comes in from work on Friday, loosens his tie, you know, goes into the bedroom and he's like, God, you know, midsection, I've had a hard day.
Isn't every masturbation period ritualistic though? I mean, think about it. Cause
I'm not going to lie. Being a dad at this point, I don't have a whole lot of like, alone time, like literally. I mean,
so
like,
you just get it in when you can, huh?
He naps every day.
Yeah. Oh, dude. No. I don't nap every day.
No, because, no. Finn naps every day.
Oh, yeah. Well, in quotation marks, okay. He naps. But yeah. Okay. I get probably about an hour and a half to 2 hours most days. Unless something, you know.
I feel like that's plenty of time to jerk.
I'm not arguing that. But my point is like, is that really the highest priority that I have to use during his nap time? It's like,
I don't know. I guess it depends on how much you're getting laid.
What? Oh, God. I'm one of the hosts of a very successful podcast.
See? Yeah, we put a lot of
what
work.
What do you say, Larry? Stop laughing.
Please clap.
Damn it.
Amen.
Okay.
So, are you thinking like candles? Are you thinking like scented oils or something that it's like...
I'm imagining somebody, if your ritual is a candle and like your wife comes up, like she comes home early and she's like, did you just Did you blow a candle out? Have you been jerking off?
But you're not signs. Jerking off. You're banging the midsection.
That's worse.
You know, is that cheating? Is that cheating if it's like a sex doll?
I don't think it's cheating, no. But it's really creepy.
It's, you know, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't do it, but I don't think that it would be cheating, and I don't know if it would be that creepy.
It's creepy to me.
Okay, because they do have the female version.
I think that if you hit it, then that's like
I think it's weird. Just more that it's like I feel like a fleshlight isn't nearly as creepy as having more body around it.
Yeah.
Like one of those like full-size sex dolls, I think is very creepy.
Well, plus they're like what, like $5,000? Well, they're like $5,000, and yes, I agree.
Can you imagine storing that in a closet and like you have a party and someone's like, "Oh, I'm just gonna, I guess, put my coat in here."
Trixie. God, that's the second time I've said Trixie.
Oh, okay. Were you doing
Raven? Sorry, that's the best that I.
Yeah, didn't you have another comment?
I did. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'll show myself out. So this one is short and sweet from Julius_Caesar SPQR. Don't know what the letters mean, but post nut clarity is temporary, but the glory of Rome is forever.
Ah. Dude, post nut clarity is real.
So it really is. And Allie, you know what?
I know of it.
But it is a weird thing because you go from like, God, this is great, to, what the fuck just happened? Like, oh, I feel like I need to take 3 showers and like go to confession or something.
That's why, like, whenever you are thinking about doing anything or like texting or calling anything sexual, just, you know, jerk one out and then see how you feel afterwards, because you may not feel the same way afterwards. You may be like, I'm glad I didn't do that.
Well, dude, plus, I mean, I've always heard that you're not supposed to go on a date with a loaded gun. You know what I mean? Wink, wink.
Yeah, then you're that intention is not there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude, I dig.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, you know what? Play us out, Raven.
Raven's a good name.
Okay. Yeah. Call me a whore and I guess some more. I'm not gonna lie. The explosion, it you know, I feel it every time.
Oh. That's the money shot.
Oh God. Okay,
all right.
So I've been pushing this story for like, Allie pointed this out to me earlier. I've been pushing this fucking story for 3 to 4 weeks now.
I do that with stories, and then like I eventually don't cover them. Sometimes I'll finally cover them, but this one I was like, you have put this on this week's spreadsheet. This is like the fourth time.
Well, like every time that I want to get to it, it's like we either run out of time or I have something better that, you know, it's more entertaining.
Sure. The headline just sticks out to me because it's like weirdly overly descriptive when it doesn't need to be.
Well, that's what you get from Fox News.
Yes.
And this is where we're getting this from. Washington men in yellow dress steal school bus, rams front end loader into his strange wife's homes, says deputy.
See, I feel like it being a yellow dress is not really necessary in the headline.
Yeah.
So this motherfucker, he's dressed like Kurt Cobain, right? 39-year-old Andrew Loudon. All right, this guy was wearing a yellow dress, and he was at, Osprey Rafting. I guess it's a rafting company in Washington State. So what this motherfucker ended up doing was he went to the rafting company, and the rafting company, obviously, if you've ever been rafting before, they have vehicles to move you from the beginning or like from the end to the beginning or whatever to transport you throughout the whole thing, right?
To get you upstream. Without being upstream.
Yeah, right. Yep. Whatever. Semantics. So what this guy did was he was wearing a yellow dress and he stole a bus. And then he drove off. So the rafting company witnessed him driving off in the company's privately owned large yellow bus. The Chelan County Sheriff's Office said in their press release, The responding deputies located the bus and spotted it running through a few red lights. The driver refused to pull over, but you know, the cops didn't have any luck. But the most interesting part about this to me specifically is the fact that Washington State has new police reform that did not allow them to continue chasing this guy. So the deputies were forced to give up the chase due to Washington State's new policy reform law, a police reform law that no longer allows law enforcement to pursue a fleeing vehicle unless there is a probable cause that a serious felony occurred, the sheriff's officer said.
So they sent a social worker?
They chased them and then got to their limit, and then the next county chased them and then they got their limit. So this motherfucker just drove from county to county. And because it's a statewide law, they were not allowed to chase him after, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is that eventually he got caught in Chilliwa County. These fucking counties are weird. All right. So he got caught and he was wearing the same yellow dress and he was barefoot, and the images are in this article. But they also found out that this motherfucker stole a front end loader and went to his wife's house. Well, his strange wife's house. I guess they were still together, but not like divorced or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, the wife found out that he was on his way there. And she, you know, left the house. So dude rammed a front end loader. And if you don't know what a front end loader is, it's a fucking bucket truck that, you know, they use in construction to haul dirt.
Yeah.
Right? So
AKA it's going to fuck the shit out of a house.
Yeah. He rammed the shit out of the house, and this motherfucker even flipped the car into the like part of the house or the driveway, carport, whatever. So after all that happened, dude got arrested. He was sent to a psychiatric facility it was called Western State Hospital, which was a psychiatric facility. He allegedly stole the school bus in Leavenworth and abandoned it near Moses Lake in Grant County before making his way to Spokane and then Chilliwa. So here are the charges. He was charged with theft of a motor vehicle, possession of a stolen vehicle, first degree malicious mischief / domestic violence, and attempting to elude a police vehicle. Look, seriously, so you guys remember the dude that built the fucking indestructible tank, right? That took the whole town.
Killdozer. Yeah.
So this kind of reminds me of that guy.
Yeah.
So no one, I believe no one got hurt, but still, like, dude fucking stole a bus, then he stole a front end loader, and then rammed through his wife's house, and then flipped her fucking car. Just caused all kinds of mayhem.
So I'm gonna have to defend Killdozer Man for a little bit, because I think he was driven to this by the state.
He very much was.
This motherfucker seems off one. I see where the likeness comes, because I don't know about the dress thing, but the front end loader that he is just destroying shit.
Yeah,
Killdozer
ruled, though. Yeah. I mean, like,
and for anybody out there that doesn't know about it, look it up, man. Look up Killdozer.
There's a documentary on it called what's it called?
It was on Netflix, I believe. I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but I don't know if it's still there. But they do a really good job of describing the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this kind of reminded me of that. And I don't understand the yellow dress, and I don't know why it's such an important part of the story.
The documentary is called Tread.
Tread?
Yeah, like treads on a tank.
Yeah.
No. Okay, sorry.
It's gnarly. But yeah, dude, like I would say that the dress is indicative that this man was off his rocker.
Okay, and, but even the, it's very Fox News to be like, this guy's crazy, he's wearing a dress. I'm like, okay, more important, he stole a school bus.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But the weirdest thing to me is them calling it yellow. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
If you're going to say that he's in a dress, fine, but like, it's yellow.
Okay. But I completely agree with you that it is...
They went into great detail on the wrong thing.
Yes.
It's like
dude in a yellow floral dress that cares? Was about 3 inches from his kneecap. So like what the fuck? No.
Dude, since Megan and I have been dating, I have probably like cross-dressed like I don't even know how many times. And I mean like for different events and stuff. But my point is like it ain't that fucking weird.
The time you cosplayed as Callie.
Yeah. There you go.
That will forever come up.
Any of my pharmacy friends are like, oh yeah, Wilma Flintstone, and I went as an BDSM like whatever dom thing to a pharmacy event.
That's real professional, Danny.
And I had a riding crop.
Oh my god!
I'm surprised they actually.
Is it the same one that this one, or is it a different one?
Which? Oh no, Allie, no. Yeah. Put that away, please.
Sorry. There you can't see it. It's slightly off camera, but it's.
But no, there is a photo out there somewhere of me and a lot of pharmacy classmates doing the wobble, and I've got like, I can't remember. I think I had just like tights on and like a gimp mask and like a riding crop and my like tights and stuff. And I was shirtless and like, I'm not going to lie. I've made some decisions. I'll just leave it at that. Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. But so, okay. So I'm going to do this on air and it's fine. I'm going to step away for 5 seconds. We're not going to pause anything. We're going to roll, keep going. Be back in 5 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll deal. Yeah.
Okay.
Accordingly next week. Okay. So, all right. Be right back.
I will. I'll start us on another topic.
Yes, please.
Okay. So I've got a slate story written into the dumb sex advice relationship advice column. The title says, "My best friend says she's allowed to cheat on her husband as reparations for gender inequality."
What?
Excuse me, ma'am. You what?
What is happening? Hold on.
That's not.
Let me read this again. Hold My on, best wait. Friend
if
says.
We just, hold, if we just. That's better. We need that for this.
Yeah, that was weak sauce.
Well,
and I'm back.
I fucked up my nail, honestly. So okay. Daniel, this headline for this Slate article advice says, mm-hmm. "My best friend says she's allowed to cheat on her husband as reparations for gender inequality."
What does the survey say?
I don't understand this. Yeah. Like,
no,
what?
You won't.
But let's chat.
You won't. Nope.
She is allowed to cheat on her husband. Oh, okay. So her friend says that she's allowed. I thought that she was letting her husband cheat.
Oh, no. She can cheat because women have the short end of the stick, which they do, but what? Okay, so my best friend insists on cheating on her husband. I've told her she should stop. She admits he's a really good husband. He dotes on her. He tries to make her happy. She just likes sleeping with hotter men. Which to me can't be a justification for infidelity because aren't you supposed to not do that?
I'm not gonna lie. Isn't that why you I don't know
commit
enter marriage?
I mean, like if you have an like, open marriage, that's a different thing. But like they don't.
Yeah, clearly one person.
Yeah,
the question. So
the husband knows, and he wants her to stop because he's heartbroken. But he's scared to leave her because he's afraid he won't get over her. And so this is the best situation that he will get.
What?
And he's scared of custody
This like, dude sounds like a cuck.
He is a cuck.
Yeah, I was about to say, what kind of cuckold bullshit is
thank
this?
You,
but they
thank
have
you.
Kids, so that complicates it a little. And he's worried that he might not get custody if they divorce, which is a fair worry for... I know.
I hate this.
Yeah, so the girl that's writing in is like, I kind of just want to cut this friend out of my life because, like, her morals are fucked up.
No, keep her as, like, a fucking story.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah. But, like, keep her at a distance. Like,
yeah, like, don't hang out with her all the time.
Keep
but, like,
her
anytime
muted on
you're...
Facebook, but where you can still go see.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like we talked about last week, like, one of those where you just kind of are there just to, you know,
yep.
First-person experience. Yeah. But, like, don't get too involved.
Yeah. So she keeps saying that women should be allowed to cheat almost as reparations for the history of gender politics in the world. And I just can't bring myself to agree. I feel like it should depend upon the individual relationship and that cheating's wrong unless the other person has done something to deserve it. That's a pretty...
So I don't even agree with that.
I don't like that.
I feel like it is so cheating...
By definition, it is wrong.
Because,
like, if you have an open relationship, it's not cheating.
Exactly. If both parties are, like, buying in,
yeah,
rock and roll,
and
man.
And even if the other one has fucked you over,
yeah.
Leave.
Yeah.
Don't cheat.
Exactly.
Don't.
You see my face right now? Like,
wait, your face is going to get stuck like that.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, shit. The video feed froze. It literally is stuck like that. No, I'm just kidding.
Just because someone cheated on you does not, like, justify you cheating on them.
No.
Fucking
no.
Leave.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
That's, man.
Yeah. No, okay. This is dumb. I know.
Mm.
She's like, she just feels like she likes their sex life, but she feels like she deserves to be with other men also. She's like, I just don't know what to do when I can't change her mind. Should I just shut her out of my life? Does she have a point? The porn star is who replied to this one and was like, I haven't heard your friend's side of this, but this doesn't sound promising. Like, cheating's never deserved. This is the renowned porn star saying this, you know?
Yeah.
She's
but a porn star is not really cheating.
No. I just mean, like,
oh, okay.
If anybody
Sorry.
Is pretty open when it comes to, like, sex and relationship,
oh,
it's
for
probably
sure.
a famous porn star, right?
Makes sense. Makes
so,
sense.
So, like, what? Like, she says, you describe this person as your best friend, so I'd imagine you'd be losing something significant if you lost this relationship with her.
Yeah.
But, it seems like maybe you should set a boundary around her discussing her infidelities, but still be her friend. Basically, like, distance yourself.
Yeah.
Also, how far would you trust her as a friend? Like,
I feel like most friendships, you don't have to have a ton of trust like you do in a relationship.
Well, here's the thing. Like, okay, so if she's, like, so open into cheating on her husband because of reparations, what is stopping her from one day you piss her off because you're her friend, you piss her off, and then she fucks your boyfriend?
Oh, that's fair. That is fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Or not even, like, take sexuality or sexual shit off the table. Just because you, in her eyes, wronged her.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I'm just going to steal your shit because I look at it as reparations.
And that's
kind
of the whole thing is they're like, it sounds like the writer was like, I feel like her moral compass is off. Like,
Yeah, it is. I believe her. Yeah. I believe her north is south and south is north. yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Man.
Magnetic or... What is it?
Polar.
Magnetic or polar? Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
True.
What? Say what, dude?
There's also true north, and you know.
So, what does that mean? Is there not just a north?
No. So magnetic north is where the Earth's magnetic field points to north.
Okay.
Right. Then you have. Fuck. What did I say just
true,
now?
True north.
True north is, I guess, geographically.
So just, like, literally, and this is going to sound completely stupid, but if you're looking at the globe, obviously we're on a tilt kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're just saying up kind of thing versus, like, kind of diagonally onto the axis.
I guess so. I'm not a fucking, navigation expert or what are they called?
Cartographer.
Cartographer.
That's a map maker, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, I mean,
I got nothing.
Take what I say with a grain of salt. When it
honestly,
comes to-
man, I haven't been well versed with the sextant in years. I'm just kidding.
like, why can we all picture what the fuck a sexton is? Why do we know what that is?
Yeah.
I don't know what it does, but I can picture it.
I heard it's very useful on the high seas.
Hey, matey. I don't know why I said that.
Don't forget your livids and lives or the scurvy will get ya. Sorry, that's all I got.
Daniel, why the fuck you want to talk about Miami Vice?
Oh, hell.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Thank you. So my brother sent this to me, and I was just like, huh, this is weird. I don't know why my brother's sending me anything about fucking Miami Vice. Then I start scrolling down. I'm not sure there's a, like, A-lister Hollywood actor that didn't have a cameo on Miami Vice. This is the most bizarre shit. So, I really just have some, like, mentions kind of thing, because this is, they have photos that go with the names, obviously, because they have cameos on the show. But I just wanted to rattle off some of the people that had cameos on the fucking show Miami Vice from the 80s. Like, this shit is wild. So you got Al Bundy, that was from, what, Married with Children or whatever. Uh-huh. Bruce Willis, Sybil Shepherd. I know the name. I know that they were big. Don't know. Can't name anything. fucking Julia Roberts.
Jeez.
Chris Rock had a cameo. Ben Stiller. I mean, like, dude, Steve Buscemi. Fucking Willie Nelson had a cameo.
Willie fucking Nelson.
Dude, when fucking Phil Collins wasn't banging the Skins, he was on he was on Miami Vice, man.
Benicio del Toro was on there.
Thank you. Viggo Mortensen. Like, I mean, dude, literally, you can scroll through this shit. Like, fucking Liam Neeson, Kramer from Seinfeld. Like, what? Like, these people, I mean, dude, Helena Bonham Carter.
Jeez.
Like, what in the fuck?
And Tim Burton wasn't even associated.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And this was just one of these things that all of these people, I was talking to Megan about this a little bit before recording, and I was just like, dude, anybody that was big in the 90s and 2000s, had a fucking cameo in, like, Miami Vice.
That's dude, awesome.
This
Lawrence
feels like
Fishburne, fucking Morpheus. Like, what? What are you talking about?
Bill James Paxton. Brown.
Yes, dude. I mean, like, it's just Ron Perlman. And for the people that don't know who Ron Perlman is, he was Hellboy. He's
the one that those weird cats look like.
Oh, he does look like that.
You know, yeah, no, there's a whole thing about
the
cat
wrinkly
looks like
cats
Roman.
Or whatever.
No, the like big dudes. They're still furry.
Oh, I don't know. But damn, he's got a good mustache.
I feel like this is like cameos in Miami Vice.
Yeah.
To put it in like current perspective, or at least early 2000s, would be like cameos in Law and Order SVU. Or
so Megan dude, said CSI. Is it Law and Order or CSI?
I think
or
there's
both?
A ton of people in because there's so many episodes of both.
Yeah,
and CSI's got how many spinoffs and Law and Order? Yeah, so true. Like, there's so many people that have been. You'll be watching. You'll be like, this is Jennifer Love Hewitt playing like a random person on screen for 3 minutes.
I mean, fuck, dude, they got Frank Zappa.
Yeah,
when he wasn't naming his daughter Moon Unit, he was on fucking Miami Vice. So, like, yeah. Anywho, it was just one of these things that I kept scrolling and I was like, no. What? No. Really? Huh? What? Huh? and I just did that. I'm sure Megan thought I was like spazzing or whatever, but then I sent it to her and she legitimately did the same thing.
Yeah.
That it was just, it just goes on and on. I mean, fucking A. Ted Nugent, dude.
Oh, God.
What the fuck? When he didn't have Cat Scratch Fever, he was on Miami Vice. Holy damn. Fuck. Anywho, so just wanted to do a mention to that. We'll post the thread in, or the link to the thread in the newsletter. And by we, I mean Allie. Allie will post it because I'm not even going to take remotely any credit for the newsletter. So, but anywho, I just wanted to mention that. Say what, dude?
Speaking of fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Ooh. Dude, when was the last time that you got sexually aroused by Elmo?
Not ever.
Do I have to answer that on air?
No,
do I have to answer it on air?
No.
Those bug eyes didn't ever do anything for you, Allie?
That tickle me, Allie? That tickles. Yeah,
I mean, he tickles for some reason, you know?
Yeah. Oh, believe me.
Man who sexually assaulted Tickle Me Elmo wants charges dropped.
Okay, yes. Listen. If Tickle Me Elmo was the inanimate object toy, I don't believe it can be sexually assaulted, so that's some bullshit. Anything, yeah, you can fuck an inanimate object, but it's not sexual assault because it's not a soul.
So I just want to bring up the fact that I know that I took the road that was less traveled on the Facebook group, talking about, I believe, someone posted the little, like, basically doggy pussy pocket kind of thing or whatever.
Yeah.
That weirded me out, first of all.
Yeah.
And then my mind went to terrible places, and I was just like, I mean, you know that people buy that don't own dogs. You know? Because, I mean, I don't know why, though, because bestiality exists kind of thing.
It's not bestiality, Daniel. It's interspecies erotica. Get it right.
Gross. I'm not going to lie. This is not the hill I'm going to die on.
So... this is coming at you straight from the trustworthy Toronto Sun.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, hell yeah.
This guy, and of course he's from fucking Michigan.
hey, man, you better watch it. We got Michigan listeners.
A Michigan man who sexually assaulted a Tickle Me Elmo doll during a home inspection once his charges dropped. So if you're thinking about getting a home inspection, you better put up some cameras because there might be some creeps that are doing this shit to your dolls. Mr. Kevin Van Leuven is a 59-year-old male. He was charged earlier in the month of August, but I want to say it was probably July because this article came out in August 9th.
Okay.
And it says earlier this month. So either end of July, beginning of August. Mm-hmm. He was, this motherfucker was conducting
this Elmo fucker.
Yeah. He was conducting a home inspection, for a customer. When the customer ended up just, you know, checking their security footage and ended up catching the guy fucking Elmo. So he claims that he wants the court system to throw his shit out because he claims that he was improperly questioned while in police custody. On March 12th, Van Leuven was conducting a home inspection for a potential buyer, like I said.
Yeah.
2 hours later, the homeowner, Jada Dodson, checked out her home security remotely to see how the inspection was going and was horrified to see him allegedly remove Elmo from her son's bedroom and do the dirty to the doll.
What makes someone this way?
Excuse me, Mr. Van Leuven. I just need, I've got a couple of questions for you.
For me? I was just doing a home inspection.
So I noticed that you went directly from the wall outlets.
Yes.
And you...
They seemed fine.
They seemed all right.
They were good.
The attic access seemed up to code.
A little creaky, but it was just good.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then it looks like you went into the child's room and...
Yeah, I was checking. There was a window. It had a small leak.
Mm-hmm. And you opened his toy bin and removed a Tickle Me Elmo doll.
No.
And then your pants seemed to have been removed.
No, that was not me. I was checking the window. There was
Here's what happened, though.
I actually did not fuck the Elmo doll, if that's what you're implying.
He allegedly unzipped his pants and began masturbating in her son's closet with a Tickle Me Elmo, Dodson testified at a recent court hearing, according to the website. Dotson called 911. Police arrived at her home and then responded. And the responding officer, Deputy Patrick Yens, recalls she believed that a home inspector was pleasing himself with a doll. I believe, end quote.
What? Oh my
God. So dude admitted to the cops.
I've decided that I'm going to make a button for the soundboard that is Lil Jon's what.
So. What?
What? Oh, what?
So anyway. This is what dude Van Leeuwen said. He admitted to placing his penis into Elmo's mouth in the doll. Wait. Elmo's mouth into doll's mouth. What?
I think it's just reiterating.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, no, I didn't fuck the doll. Like, yeah, I put my dick in its mouth. But I mean, I feel like we're splitting hairs here. I did not fuck the Elmo. No.
Have you seen an Elmo doll? He does not have an anus. He does not have a vagina.
It depends on how you define sex. Is so oral?
He's been charged with aggravated and indecent exposure and malicious destruction of property, of personal property. He spent more than 5 weeks in jail for the misdemeanors before posting bond.
Hey man, I tried to boost a car in the Target parking lot the other week. What are you in for, buddy? What'd you do?
Honestly, I was inspecting a house and I laid my penis.
You just laid it.
I laid it in and tickle me Elmo's mouth.
Did you fuck a stuffed animal, dude? I just tried to steal a car. You fucked a stuffed.
Get the fuck
guys,
away.
This guy's fucked a stuffed animal.
I know, right? Dude, so, this guy.
The best part of this article is that Toronto Sun, if nothing, they do not disappoint with their ending. They said. Dodson and her family have relocated to Springfield, Missouri, presumably without Elmo. Like, what the fuck?
How old was the kid? Like, the kid whose doll it was?
It doesn't mention.
So let's say
tickle
he's like
me
four.
Elmo.
Let's say he's
tickle
like four.
Me Elmo, you'd age out like at four probably.
Sure,
right?
But like, how do you, what do you, hey, we're moving. No, Elmo's not coming with us. Elmo already came.
He's not coming with us.
Oh my God!
So Mr. Van Leeuwen's hearing his hearing is scheduled for August 17th. So the day after this episode comes out, that's when he is going to his hearing. So
make you some Google alerts.
Maybe follow up on that one. I don't know. You are welcome.
I mean, so okay. The questions? Oh, we're taking questions at this.
This was unclear.
So the sexual assault. Toss it out.
Sure.
How about lewd and fucking insane behavior in someone's house, and that it's like, I mean, dude. What?
I don't know about indecent exposure, because if you didn't know you were on camera, then I don't. If you had a reasonable assumption that you were alone, is it indecent? No,
but
no,
if you're
it's not
on,
okay.
If
I'm not at all being an Elmo fucker apologist.
So wait, time out.
I'm confused about the law.
Are you asking me to put my pants back on?
No, this is your house, so no.
Okay.
No, that's
Thank
fine.
You.
See, that's the fucking... Okay, so what? Okay, so what's the law stance if I went into Daniel's house and just started jacking off in an empty room?
Like, I'm not going to lie. I have multiple firearms.
Yeah,
so.
No, but like, oh, as far as the
are
law
you saying
is
that
concerned.
I'm not here.
you're just being an asshole, at least. There's got to be a law.
But no one's around. No one's around, and like... The kid wasn't there.
Right? You're presuming that you're alone and that you're not like exposing yourself like in public or something. But like, you would at least get some sort of breaking and entering, right? Because like, it's not your.
No,
house.
He was scheduled to be there.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Oh, right.
They signed a contract that I'm sure allowed him entry into their Elmo.
Like,
I mean, house.
I would like to see how the charges play out.
I
do too, because I'm really curious.
I'm interested in weird laws.
Yeah, real estate lawyers out there, get at us. I don't know. Would that be real estate law? Probably not.
Probably just like.
Is there such thing as real estate law? Like,
yeah. Oh, definitely.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Wonder if anybody has posted about this on the Best of Law Advice subreddit.
Ooh.
Probably. Speaking of subreddits,
I've got some stuff to talk to you guys about.
Oh, yeah?
Specifically, I've got some questions for Larry.
Oh.
Oh, hell.
Larry, and I'm just going to come out of the gates hot, dude. As the person of color on the podcast.
Oh, we're going there. Yes. Okay.
I want to ask you a question.
Cool. No doubt. Okay.
Do non-white people bleach their buttholes?
Whoa.
That took an unexpected turn.
I don't see this on the spreadsheet of the stuff we might cover.
Oh, you're saying that Danny Boy had a little grab bag in his back.
I would imagine no, because then it would not match.
I'm glad that you said that. I'll read the description of the post because it's short. If the purpose of bleaching one's butthole is to lighten the skin color, wouldn't that be pointless or undesirable for people of color? Is butthole bleaching truly just white people shit?
Yes, because could you imagine like having a really dark person and then just like splitting the butt cheeks open and you have this pink ass fucking bullseye staring at you?
I am making the most disappointed face that I could
Allie,
be making.
Allie is like literally a couple emotions away from crying.
Do you know that? Do you know the emoji face that's just like sad, but just like defeated about it? Like it's like sad, but like.
I mean, so this was. I do have to read a couple of the comments just because I thought this was a fucking gem of a post. So. The number one comment was, I was in a sex store and the clerk was a black woman who told me that her mother used anal bleach to lighten dark spots on her face. That doesn't sound safe, but there it is. And then the next
person
was... Who the
fuck is this, Michael Jackson?
Yeah, right. The next person said, how did this conversation start? And the person responded, my friend and I were laughing at the anal bleach setup as an impulse buy at the register. The clerk stopped our joking to endorse the product. Next comment, good employee.
An impulse, anal bleach is an impulse buy.
Yeah. So I'm going to read this other one and then we can move on.
Okay.
But I want to see if you guys get the joke because it took me a second to get the joke.
Okay. On impulse buying, yes. I just want to say I am the reason that bullshit is at checkouts. I am the person that's like, I do need a little packet of strawberry gummies. Yes, I do.
No.
Like, that's me.
And I wonder because this is what I would think because I'm married to who I'm married
right.
to. I was like, it must be a woman thing. But
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, but it's not. Because my father is fucking even worse than my wife. That it's like, oh, yeah, I went into the fucking hardware store. Dad, how did you come out with a bag of fucking pistachios at the hardware store? Like, what the fuck?
Okay, hardware stores actually have good snacks, though. I will die on this hill.
Well, but my point is like, you went in for a fucking, like, replacement outlet and right? some, like, whatever, axle grease.
Not pistachios. You're not me going to Ace Hardware because yeah. they have this hot sauce you can't get yeah. anywhere else.
I am, okay, two things.
Yeah.
One, I'm not going to lie, I do, every time I go to Walmart, which is not often, I do check out their As Seen on TV section.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, right? that's a hot section.
Do you ever go
section.
To those As Seen on TV stores?
I have never been to one.
There's one at the mall that I went to.
Ew, gross, the mall. There's one over by like TJ Maxx near like Hooters and O'Charlie's and stuff on Kingston Pike.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in that shopping center. I think it's still there. Anyway.
Number two, I have been looking for fucking Valentina sauce all over Knoxville for the past 3 weeks. I cannot find it it's not at Kroger. Kroger on Middlebrook does not have it.
I always buy it at Kroger.
Dude, no. I'm telling you, I know for a fact you can find it at two places. Food City in Hardin Valley and Kroger on North Shore Drive.
I know Kroger on North Shore has it. Yeah. And I know they Kroger at Cedar Bluff
has it.
They have
the honker bottles, too.
What the fuck am I going to go to North Shore for?
Well, like, hey, how bad you want that Valentina's?
Well, stop on the way to the pint.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to Walmart yesterday to do some grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And I figured they would at least have the small bottles.
You're talking about the Walbrook one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I would think.
And no, they did not have any Valentina sauce.
Okay, but some places put it in like the ethnic food aisle.
That's where I looked. I looked
and
in
some places put it with the other hot sauce.
Yeah.
No? I looked in both. I looked in the international section where all the fucking Mexican food was across from the Chinese food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I looked in where all the spices and barbecue sauce, where all the Tapatio and fucking Tabasco.
Franks and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. And nothing. Like, damn. Is there a fucking shortage?
Next time I find it, I'll buy you one.
I'll tell you what, man.
Shot me back. It's $1.29 it costs.
Yeah, dude.
It's so cheap, but it's so good.
It is good. So superior to... Mm. Most other, even though I have to say, Maid and I have like kind of gotten into this thing with eggs.
Yeah.
Louisiana hot sauce is actually so really good.
See, certain hot sauces are for certain meals.
Yes. I agree.
Valentina is good for anything Mexican and basically anything like American too.
Dude, pizza. Anything that's it's like fucking great
snacky.
Anything snacky.
Anything snacky.
And like Valentina. Sriracha goes on Asian stuff, but also eggs.
Well, so I. Honestly, not a big fan of sriracha. I know.
Yeah, sriracha sucks. Sorry.
I put sriracha in my deviled eggs and in my egg salad, and it rules.
The only thing I put in my eggs as far as hot sauce goes is going to be Tabasco.
Well, no, I'm not talking about putting it in your eggs. I'm saying frying an egg and putting it on top.
I'll drizzle sriracha on that.
So.
Or Valentina, though.
Yeah.
What's the difference between put it in your eggs and then drizzling it on top? Like, I don't understand.
Well, I just don't want to cook it with my eggs.
Yeah. No, who the fuck does that?
Well, I don't know. You said killers. I thought you said put it in your eggs.
Yeah, like when they're done. Like.
Okay, well, hell, dude, I'm sorry. I'm a literal motherfucker. Like, honestly, I think I might be mildly autistic. So thank you for that.
I don't know about mildly.
No, honestly, the older that I get, I'm just like, Megan will say something to me and I'm like, but that doesn't make any sense because blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I mean, I didn't mean that. Yeah. Like, I meant
like,
this.
Why are you so literal?
I figured you'd like get that, and I was like, I should have.
Also, probably. I feel like almost everyone realized during the since COVID hit that we're all ADHD, like
and terrible communicators.
Yeah, also that. But like, everybody is so ADHD.
Yeah.
Like just. And if you really look stuff up, or if you talk, like I've had a couple friends that have like got diagnosed and been medicated since.
Yeah.
And they're like, holy shit, like, why did I not realize that I am textbook ADHD?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that tracks. Yeah. For all of us.
Well, so I would say that we've almost been trained at this point.
Maybe.
And the reason that I say
kinda
that is
that
if
way.
You look at... Yeah,
culture
if,
and everything, I mean.
If you look at advertising, and you look at, like, how social media works, and you look at how... literally the internet works. Yeah. It's like, oh, look at this thing over here. Guess what? Something else is going on over here. Yeah. Da, da, da. And it's like, oh, my train of thought lasts, I don't know, half second at best. So I got one more comment. Sorry to bring us way back to bleaching buttholes. So here's the joke. Do you ... do that in... parentheses, I am white, and this is a comment on do non-people bleach their buttholes? And
do non-people?
I'm non-people, shit. Non-white people.
Okay, okay.
I'm sorry, I literally left out the
white,
word white.
White
non-white. People. White. White. Sorry, sometimes there's some residual wind in my mouth, but anyway...
That's where I store my farts when I'm not farting.
God damn it.
Oh, my God. I love that.
That's so
That was fucking amazing. That was fucking amazing. Okay. So, comment was, do you ... do that? In parentheses, I am white. The response was, what? You've never heard of someone changing their ringtone?
No.
I didn't get it.
Yes, I saw that in a meme.
Okay. Cuz it completely fucking whooshed me and I was just like And it had all these awards and like fucking upvotes.
That's
and all this
shit. That's
the
funniest thing on Reddit where you're like, why does this have 14 different kinds of medals or something?
And so I start like cruising down through there because I was like, I have to know. I mean, fuck, inquiring minds, right? And somebody goes, I know this is probably going to ruin the joke, but can you explain it?
No.
And they explained it, and I was like, it is still funny. So then I explained it to Megan. She's like, go fuck yourself. So I moved on from that. So by the way, I want to give credit where credit is due to Reddit, the Too Afraid to Ask subreddit.
Yes.
It is really, it's gems cool. are, it's great. The gems are great. There's a lot of talk about just kind of silly shit, in my opinion, but whatever, you know, it's fucking social media. So, yeah. So this was the other thing that I wanted to mention. Do astronauts at the ISS masturbate?
And of course they do.
They do.
Is it a team effort? Circle jerk.
I know, right?
Into a bag.
Can you like write it on your schedule for the okay, guys? At 3:15, we're gonna circle jerk.
I'm gonna exercise. I'm gonna have some coffee. I'm gonna eat my eggs and spam. I'm gonna jerk one out, and then I'm going to read for a little bit.
What was the after the eggs and spam?
No. I was gonna exercise and stretch.
No, I think it was before.
Oh, okay. I was going to drink some coffee.
I thought you said you were gonna jerk one out.
No, that's
well,
just,
no, no.
That's, just
that's after I put on my socks, and then I'm gonna go exercise.
Though. Oh, okay, all right, good, all right, that tracks. Okay.
So they wrote, I mean, if I was to be stranded from almost all humanity and away from my wife or husband,
my husband.
I would eventually turn to some self-pleasure. How do astronauts jerk off while in space? Maybe they can do it in the washroom, but I read that all the shit and piss they do while up there is turned into water. Inaccurate. Shit is not turned into water. That means...
You mean to tell me that there's shit just floating around in space, like just human shit?
Well, it's not shit at that point because it's ice.
Yeah, it's shit cubes.
Once it enters like the atmosphere, it burns up.
Yeah, so it's burned.
So
cubes.
Is it like no, just targeted towards the Earth?
Oh, potentially. It'll hit some. It'll either be floating out for whatever an indefinite amount of time, or if it enters the orbit of Earth, then it's just going to burn up in the atmosphere.
Well, like,
Larry,
never...
do you know how much space there is? It's not. Yeah. You're not going to run into
like,
it.
Like, honestly, I don't know if you can see my. Can you see my hands, Larry?
More space than that.
Okay. So, hear me out. We've never been past like outer. What's it called? The outer Earth's orbit, right? Like, so
we've been to the moon.
Well, that's still within Earth's pull, is it not?
I mean, I mean, yes, the moon is within orbit of the Earth, so yeah. So
I can't think of the term. Never mind. Let's move on.
Okay.
Jason and Alicia are like, we know rockets, you bastards.
They're like, my God, you knuckle dragging fools. That means if they were to wank, the piss into water machine won't be able to turn the cum into water. That was my favorite fucking sentence.
I thought
in this
they were saying, as a result of the wank, the piss that you got. I was like, that's not how. Oh, no.
This has to be a fucking middle schooler.
That's some salty ass water. Why is the water so salty today? Did anyone else taste salt?
Jerry, did you put salt
in my water again, you bastard? Like, you gotta stop doing this, man. Also, why is it so hazy?
We don't ask about the filtered water at the Bradley household. Oh, you're talking about the jerk tank.
Is that what that Brita filter's for?
Can I write that down as a show title?
We are not putting Jerk Tank.
Jerk Tank. Show title.
No.
Jerk Tank.
You're uploaded.
So did you guys know that, I have to go through this in the same manner. I'm going to present this in the same manner that I read this. Yes, they do, was the number one comment. Male astronauts have a dedicated sock.
No.
Source. No, hang on. Source. I asked an ESA mission control operator this very question. I'm in human factors engineering, so it's not that weird. I couldn't get a straight answer regarding female masturbation. Edit. JFC, a.k.a. Jesus, you know, people. Obviously, every astronaut has their own sock. Oh. I read that and I was like, I love that people assumed that they shared a sock.
No.
So
this is, guys, listen, I have it on Mondays. Greg, you have it on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Jerry, Thursday.
I actually need the sock on not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after. I know that's not my rotation. Thing.
So that doesn't work out. I've got
Wednesday
my call
is
home.
A break. Wednesday's a break day because, you know, we have to have even days. You can't have odd days or else somebody's going to have two wank days.
Fine. If you don't give me the sock, I'll just figure it out.
I'm not going to lie.
We got to take Wednesdays off, guys. Wednesdays is for the person that picks the shortest straw that has to fucking squeeze all the cum out of the sock.
Oh,
and just
what into fucking, the in, into the cum to, into water
into
machine?
The cum dumpster, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just wring it out.
I didn't realize this about astronauts, but they throw their clothing away.
Yes, like there's a whole fucking thing about it.
It's a one-use thing.
Yeah,
wait, Tide, no, Allie is looking at me like she did not know that.
Yeah, Tide is doing a whole fucking project on how to do laundry in space because there's a lot of waste when it comes to laundry. They just fucking launch it into space.
Or when it comes to, like, rocket fuel, why are we fucking with it? Sorry.
Well, I don't know.
Why are billionaires flying for like 10 minutes into space to spend $200,000?
Pay some taxes.
Clout, dude. Clout. Hello. Yeah. Ever heard of fucking Twitter followers?
But I do have to say, I really appreciate Jeff Bezos being like thanking the consumers of Amazon products and the workers. You know, I really, that actually makes me feel good inside.
It means a
and
lot.
By that, I mean, fuck you, Jeff Bezos.
He gave two fucking reporters like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But yeah, he can't give his people raises. Like,
yeah, fuck that dude.
Seriously.
All right, so we'll cruise from here. We got time for one more. Who wants the last?
I've got a really cool thing about some different subreddits. Larry, all right. Unless you got something pressing.
Yeah, no, I've already done two.
Okay.
Oh, so, he shot his wand.
I don't want you to strain something.
He shot his wand.
I want to save my last two for Untethered.
Okay, cool. Let's roll.
Okay, also, listen, you guys, this is a fucking life hack. I swear to God, listen. Somebody in the comments on this said, like, this is really annoying because it's, like, about 9 subreddits and it's a slideshow. And I was like, ugh, because there's not a, like, view all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I saw this comment and they were like, man, it's a really cool thing, but, like, this slideshow is bullshit. It's really annoying. Someone replied and said, if you narrow your browser window until the slideshow expands.
Oh.
And I did, and it fucking worked. So, like,
that's
instead
awesome.
Of having to click through... On my MacBook, I had to skinny it up about half the size of the screen, and then
like
it just cascaded it. Not pinch, but like instead of being full screen, like make the browser window
that's what he's saying, pinch.
Yeah, I guess.
Make that's it more narrow.
Oh, wait.
And see, then it turns the slideshow into just a continuous scroll. I know! Like, I'm serious. I, like, wrote myself this huge note. I was like, mention this if you don't mention anything else.
Life hack.
Right.
Holy
That's
hell.
What I'm saying.
Nice.
Yeah, it's real. Oh, what a blessing. Okay. Anyway, that's very important. The story itself is 9 of the best subreddits to identify anything and everything. I love shit like this. Basically, people will post a picture and be like, what's this thing? And, like, people will answer.
What
Dude,
this?
What's this thing is great.
Yeah, so literally the first one is, what is this thing? Whitley. What are you gonna say, Larry?
I said, what this?
And so what is this thing and what is this? Feature everything from tools to toys to thrift store finds to odd aspects of house construction. And so, like, there's a picture and they're like, what the fuck is this? There's a groundhog hole in my yard and I found this piece of, like, plastic thing in it. And it's an all-seeing eye from the center of a fortune-telling game. I would never. I'm a great Googler, and I couldn't have found that. Yeah. You know,
that thing is huge.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's big,
dude. I saw somebody on that subreddit found basically a. It was like a safe, though, referred to as a safe, but it was for radioactive materials, and they were like, "You need to get rid of that, and like call someone to dispose of that because it is basically a lead box.
What's this thing? It's a landmine. Put it back."
I feel like that was covered on Side Stories.
Oh, was it?
It might have been. It sounds like it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So there's one called "What's This Plant?" Pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. There's also apps that are like that you can take a picture. Google has a thing that does the same sort of thing, especially with plants. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because you can be like, oh, this wildflower is pretty. What the fuck is it? And Google will be like, it is this. There's what is this car, which is pretty neat because they'll like, it'll be like a weird like car from the 70s or something. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's what's this bug, which I'm just going to say I didn't click on because I don't want to see a bunch of like slimy stuff and spiders and stuff. Yeah. But like, it still probably could be cool.
Excuse you. There's a danger noodle in this.
We're not there yet.
Okay.
There's what's this worth, which is like, I found this thing in a thrift store. Is it worth anything? And people, I'm going to take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, but, for sure.
There's what's this bird, which I'm going to subscribe to because that's my jam. I just saw some red-winged blackbirds at work the other day, and I didn't even know we had those in this area, and they're so pretty. Like, they're like smaller than a crow or something. They're just black and they've got a band of red and like a little band of yellow under it on their wing. And I was like, huh. And I seriously Googled like black bird with red on its wing. And it was like, did you mean a red winged blackbird? And I was like, you right.
Did you mean a blue eyes white dragon?
Well, anytime I see like fun nature things around town, I'm just like, thanks, ORNL.
Yeah. You should post your beetle. You should post your beetle on what's this bug.
Oh, that's a good point. Because I got a good pick of that.
That's a good pick.
And then I found it smashed like, literally like 2 days later.
Well, I hope you had a good long life.
Yeah.
There's what's the snake, which I think snakes are neat like in pictures. I don't want to hold your pet snake, weirdo. But
this
like,
dude is about to yeet this fucking snake with his golf club.
Yeah.
He's got a wedge. He's got a fucking wedge just ready to go.
Well, they eat rodents, man. Yeah. And rodents, like, fucking spread the plague and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been saying this.
Fuck that shit. Fuck rodents.
Yeah.
There's what's this shoe, which is extremely my brand because I keep, like, I'll see a picture of a shoe online. I'm like, I need that. And then I can't figure out how to find it.
This shoe that's pictured looks like a dress shoe fucked to like oh my god, what are those shoes with the
Chaco?
No, an it's Oxford. Not Chaco. No, but the Oxford.
Oh no, fucked Oxford,
a, yeah. What is that?
A Keen.
You know, because they've got the like elastic band kind of thing.
Anyway, well, just so you know, that is a Hinder Scheme Code Tip Smooth Brogue.
Okay, that's too many.
Duh.
Yeah.
Bro. And then lastly, there's what's this rock, which is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. I wonder how many like crack rocks have been like submitted.
What's this
rock? I wonder how many gifts of the rock are on there.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's called a Dwayneus Johnsonus. Sorry, that's all I got.
Oh, dad my joke. God.
Look, hey, no, from one dad to another, I elicited a fucking like laugh out of that guy.
That's great.
Well, are we gonna wrap?
Thank you. I believe so.
I'm gonna steal your thunder.
Okay.
Because I rewrote the outro to give you a break.
Oh my god.
And to give the listeners a break.
Oh my, yeah, because honestly, I just feel like
it's not you, but that's stale. We've been doing the same thing forever.
I appreciate it. immensely.
I do. I knew you would. That's why I wanted to surprise you.
Without further ado,
you
take it away.
Here we go. We would love to get any email that you want to send us. You can send that to tetherradio@gmail.com. If it's really good, we just might read it on an episode. If you want to be anonymous, we can swing that. Just tell us. we are on we're on Twitter and Instagram, both of those as Tether_radio. You can follow us, at us, tag us, slide into our DMs with some weird shit. We are on Facebook as Tether Radio, but more importantly, we have a private Facebook page called Tether Radio After Dark. We post stuff, friends post stuff, other listeners post stuff. We have a grand old fucking time. And it's private, so your boomer relatives will not see when you post or comment your weird stuff. We also have Read with Tether, which is another private group on Facebook, and we do an online hangout every couple months where we talk about a book. Right now, we are doing Red Rising by Pierce Brown.
Pierce Brown.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I always want to say Pierce Brosnan. And we're going to have the hangout for that on Thursday, September the 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern. So you've still got like 4 weeks.
It's only a 400-page book, roughly. But that's not
terrible. I know.
Like, honestly, if you read...
And it's all action.
Yeah. So. Dude, I promise you...
Yeah.
You start the book, and it is a page-turner.
Yeah.
I was actually contacted today by none other than Mr. Jason.
Yeah?
And he was like, dude.
He's loving it.
I'm really digging this
good.
Book. Like, and I
good.
Was like, thank you, because this is my make good for the last one.
Okay, I know I didn't finish the last one, but I did really like it. Anyway, so we'll have that hangout online Thursday, September the 9th at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Untethered Minisodes most Thursdays, where we just have more topics and more beers. And somehow we are even more laid back than on our very buttoned up full episodes.
We're barely clothed, barely like conscious.
Just lost in the sauce.
Yep.
And to toot my own horn, I write up our newsletter and it goes out at the ass crack of dawn on Monday mornings. You can sign up for that for free at tetherradio.substack.com. You can also just click Let Me Read It to see the past ones, which then you'll be enamored and you have to subscribe.
They're really, real,
damn fun
real quick, dude. They really are fantastic. Allie puts them together, obviously, every week. Got the show notes in it, all that jazz.
Yep.
And I get out of bed, and that is what I am reading while I'm feeding my son breakfast.
Like, if I can make a suggestion.
Yes.
Yeah.
At least
we got
for me.
Snaps.
Go ahead and throw my fucking Twitter handle on there because I need more Twitter followers to listen to my bullshit.
All right, fine. On here or in the newsletter?
In the newsletter.
Okay.
Done and done.
Bam.
There's always links to all the topics we cover, and there's weird shit and interesting shit and fun shit that I find around the internet, and there's always pictures of critters.
Aw, yeah.
That is it. This was episode 162 of Tether Radio. I am Allie.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Larry. And hey, don't forget to fucking vote for us on
City View.
City View.
Yes.
So get your grandma on there.
Link in the Facebook, link in the Substack.
And you only have until August 25th.
Yes.
25th. So you're going to have 9 days from, I believe, release of this. So,
get on there,
do it. And one other little side note about voting, you do have to vote for 30 something other things, but
it's super fucking easy. Yeah.
Like literally just go to the like food and beverages or something section and you can cruise through it super, super quick. So
I voted on it in the past. And also, Casual Pint North Shore is up for a best game night, which is also us and Mary.
Yes.
And Callie of the Pint is up for best bartender. Like, there will be stuff on there that you know. Just vote for some stuff.
Just do it. Take literally 5-7 minutes out of your day and do that because it makes a fucking huge, huge difference for us. And we thank you in advance.
And thank you for listening to us yet again. And subscribe and tell your friends how fun we are. And join us next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Take it easy, friendos.